Hi, I'm Christian Gray. In this Kinism FAQ, I'll answer the question, is Kinism racist? Kinism is a growing movement in some Christian circles, and this much to the chagrin of some churches and parachurch ministries, heresy hunters, and other theology watchdogs that enjoy polite conversation with Christ-hating PC police. There are some Reformed people and leaders and pastors who have been vocal against Kinism, and who call it racist. So we're going to answer that here, but some of you may not even know what Kinism is. Kinism is a Christian belief that the divinely prescribed social order from the Bible is tribal and ethnic rather than propositional. That is, families which make up these nations are racially homogeneous, not mixed. In addition to forbidding interreligious marriage, which is common among all churches, Kinism also forbids interracial marriage, theologically, historically, and practically. They do this to preserve their family tree and those of other races. So their main evil, according to diversity proponents and those who call them racists, is in desiring to preserve the racial diversity that God created. That's something to reflect on. Simply put, because they desire a future for themselves, kinists have a preferential love for their immediate and extended families. By the way, I will do future podcasts on these kinism defenses, theological, practical, and historical. But let's first define racism, the popular definition. We'll use Webster's definition, and then a Presbyterian definition. This comes from the PCA Church. One author points out that the de facto position in the minds of so many people is that racism is an irrational hatred of someone based on accident of birth or skin color. Yet, who can actually think of one single person that holds such a belief? Kinists certainly don't. It's not a hatred of racial diversity to want to preserve it. It's probably hatred of my race and yours to want to destroy them both by turning them into one. Kinists simply love their families and extended families and want to see a future for them. The issue of hatred doesn't even come to bear in the definition or practice of kinism. So this is slander to say that kinists have an irrational hatred of someone based on accident of birth. I defy anyone to show one kinist using their literature, websites, blogs, podcasts, whatever, who articulate this bizarre belief. Let's go to Webster's definition. First, Webster says that the first known reference to this term racism is from 1933, and that's from Trotsky, who, along with other Jewish cultural Marxists, believed that the white race is the cancer of humanity. He, in particular, did not like the Slavic people, and they were traditionalists, and they valued greatly their native culture and their way of life, and they wanted to protect it, just like kinists do today, and they want the same for other races. Trotsky saw these people as a huge impediment to his globalist communist plans for the world, and used the term racist to shut down debate and to slander these people, much like the term is used today. So that's just a FYI. The definition here is this: a belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. So two parts here. First part, I might bite the bullet and say, okay, maybe kinists are racists, but second part, definitely no. The first part is just a matter of empirical investigation. We need to figure out which human traits we're supposed to be investigating, and then it's a matter of empirical investigation to figure out whether these traits are determined by race. And then lastly, for this first part, is whether race is the primary determinant of these human traits. This is a very imprecise and vague definition, but let's take, for example, what they're probably talking about here are the traits of moral propensity and intelligence. And there are studies out there that show a historical gap in these areas between the races, IQ tests, violent crime, and so forth, and these seem to transcend socio-political background and such. Some of those studies, by the way, are studies they've done on identical twins, where twins that have very, very similar genetics are raised in different backgrounds by different families, and it turns out that race is a very strong, I think we would say, primary determinant of a lot of these characteristics and traits. While nurture is important and does play a role, according to these studies, it does appear that the race would be the primary determinant. But there are other traits that seem to be more mundane and uncontroversial, such as whether you can jump high or run fast, or whether you have darker skin or light skin, or a big nose or beady eyes. I assume it's racist, then, to believe that race is the primary determinant of such things like that. So this idea of human traits and capacities is arbitrary. It needs to be more specific. I think it's talking about intelligence and moral propensity, and so I would say that kinists believe that race is the primary determinant of some human traits and capacities. The second part is about, it says, and that racial differences produce an inherently superior race. And this is where I would say kinists definitely are not so-called racists. There's no kind of talk of superiority in the kinist literature or among kinists. Again, superiority is a relative term. Are we talking about basketball? Are we talking about building skyscrapers? Are we talking about artwork and poetry? It's not even a worthy endeavor to get into a discussion on which race is superior, because different people measure superiority differently. I think what we see here, and before we move on to the PCA definition, is that we can have these definitions of racist, but the second part is, okay, let's say someone does qualify as this definition. The second part is asking, well, why would it be sin to believe such? Okay, so there's really three parts here. Show me what racism is. We're doing that now with definitions. Show me why it's sinful. That's the part that needs to be done. And then show me why party X or party Y is guilty of it. And I'm saying to you that you might be able to show that some kinists are guilty of meeting certain qualified definitions and arbitrary definitions of racism, but you're not going to be able to show why it's sinful any more than you can show why believing that race determines athletic ability is sinful. There's a guy named Anthony Bradley who's a pastor in the Presbyterian Church in America. He's a black man, and his MO seems to be to discuss ad nauseum the racist and pro-segregation ethos of the PCA denomination. But it's not just black men, it's all the white pastors too, who believe their history is problematic, and so they, in 2002, I believe, the 30th General Assembly had a statement about this, and they defined racism as an explicit or implicit belief or practice that qualitatively distinguishes or values one race over the other races. Racism includes the social exclusion or judgment, or the segregating of an individual or a group of individuals based on racial differences, which always include physical appearance and its underlying genetic structure, that are hereditary and unalterable. And this doesn't have to be more complicated than the first few statements here. Racism is an explicit or implicit belief or practice that qualitatively distinguishes or values one race over other races. The easy part first. What does it mean to qualitatively distinguish one race over another? I mean, I can certainly distinguish myself as a white man from a black man, and it can be done qualitatively. I don't think any anthropologists or doctors or experts will deny that. But what does it mean to distinguish them over another race? I think this is a sloppy part of the definition, where they really want to focus on not distinguishing, but valuing some race over another. But now the so-called hard part. I love my mom, and my cousins and my uncle more than I love your mom and your uncles and your cousins. I qualitatively place a higher value on them because of their bloodline and how close it is to me. Is that racist? Well, apparently it is. But is it sinful? The PCA is trying to show that that's sinful. They would not use that as an example, but I think they have to fit it into their scheme here. They're probably talking about those who want to enslave blacks and exclude them from membership on their church rosters. And they say racism includes the social exclusion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it may or may not include. From the definition proper there, it looks like that we're all guilty of racism because we have a preference and a love for our near kin that we don't show for other people, and we think that's a qualitative value. And it's because of blood alone. It's because we descend from the same great-great-great-great-grandpa. That's not bad. We'll talk in other podcasts about the theological case and defense of kinism. But very briefly, Paul the Apostle in chapter 9 of Romans says that his heart aches over his brethren according to the flesh because they're not being saved. He was talking about his tribal brothers there. So Paul had a special love for his blood kin, not just his propositional or theological or creedal kin. The PCA went on to give a really pathetic racial reconciliation statement where they apologized for the sins of oppression and racism and exploitation and man-stealing and so forth of chattel slavery. And someone pointed out that it's really interesting how one person, let's say these things are sinful, and I'm not going to discuss that today, but how can you apologize for your grandfather's centuries ago? This seems to be a lot of groveling and posturing to political correctness, which the church should not do. And this is what it comes down to. Kinism and racism are sinful, not because one can charge them with a violation of an ethic in the Bible, but because it violates the ethic of political correctness. We are supposed to not show a preferential love of our own kin, but rather embrace multiculturalism and adopt practices which would blend out the racial diversity that God created, which we talked about earlier. And the burden is on the people who call us racists to prove that they're not slandering us with this term. And the way they'll have to do that is to show, as we said, what racism is, why it's sinful, and then rack up the charges on some of us by showing how we've committed it. We're still waiting for that to happen. Racism is a phony word. It's a bogus word. It's a vague word. It's like anti-Semite or bigot or chauvinist. If you practice any kind of criticism of other groups of people or classes of people, then they've got some kind of ism name for it, just to shut down discussion, to end the debate, to blackball you, to poison the well. It's a fallacy to do so. Joseph Sobran once said that an anti-Semite is someone whom Jews hate. I think a racist is somebody who is hated by those who prefer racial genocide. Our next Kinism FAQ will be, is Kinism taught in the Bible? And we'll see you then. Thank you.